Despite Stage 2 virus rules in D.C., large crowds gathered for Women's March. By Penny Starr on October 18, 2020. The District of Columbia is in Phase 2 of reopening from a coronavirus lockdown that still includes strict crowd restrictions and mask mandates. But social media posts for Saturday's Women's March show thousands of people in close proximity. Videos and photos on social media also show people who traveled from outside Washington, D.C., to join the march. According to D.C.'s website on the virus, marchers may not have been following Mayor Muriel Bowser's public health emergency order. Beginning Monday, July 27, anyone coming into Washington, D.C. from a high-risk state within the prior 14 days, who was traveling for non-essential activities will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days from their arrival in the district. Individuals traveling from high-risk states after essential travel or arriving in the district for essential travel are required to self-monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 for 14 days and, if they show signs or experience symptoms of COVID-19, they are to self-quarantine and seek medical advice or testing. States that were added to the updated list include New Mexico. States that were removed from the updated list include Arizona. High-risk states that require 14 days of self-quarantine: Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. Bowser's order also said live entertainment venues could reopen with restrictions, including a maximum of 50 people, including performers, seats at least 30 feet from the stage if there is live singing. Freedom Plaza, where the Women's March started on Saturday, included crowds surrounding a stage where marchers sang and spoke. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.